KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have mostly cloudy skies here in the Nishna Valley, and a snowfall still coming down here this morning. We've reached a 2-inch mark here of our snowfall total here in Atlantic, and we continue to see winter weather affect the Nishna Valley here for today. A winter storm warning will remain in effect here until 6 o'clock here on Sunday morning for most of the KJN listening area. A winter weather advisory will be in effect until 6 a.m. on Sunday for Clark, Taylor, and Ringgold counties, and a winter weather advisory in effect until midnight tonight for Fremont and Page counties here in the Nishna Valley as well. So the southern tier of counties here in the state of Iowa, the only ones not included in that winter storm warning here in our listening area. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News, and of course the weather is a big news story here on this Saturday as we expect heavy snow to continue to expand across central and southwest Iowa today, as that periods of moderate to heavy snowfall will affect the region. A period of snow with thunder is possible as well this morning, and if thunder snow does occur, snowfall rates will approach a rapid pace of around 2 inches per hour. Snowfall will gradually diminish from north to south here this afternoon. And we expect anywhere from 4 to 8 inches right now being forecast here in our listening area, and with locally heavier amounts, of course, possible over the western portion of the warned area. And a sharp cutoff is expected along a west-to-east line from northern Crawford through northern Story counties is kind of the line where that is supposed to be cut off and not affect those areas north of that as much. Winds will be a factor as well, with northeast winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour here today, with a few higher gusts causing visibility restrictions and drifting of snow today and tonight. And we'll keep our eye, of course, on that situation, and we'll let you know what's going on with the weather here on KJN here throughout the day. You can check our website at KJN.com and go to the cancellations page to keep up to speed with anything that's been affected by the weather here in the Nishna Valley as well. Turning our attention to other news now here this morning, two people were killed Friday during a single vehicle crash east of Emerson in Montgomery County. The Iowa State Patrol reports the driver of the car, 78-year-old Gladys Bowen of Imogene, and a passenger in the vehicle, 87-year-old Hazel Hinkle of Emerson, died in the crash, which occurred on 200th Street or Old Highway 34, about three-quarters of a mile east of Emerson near Avenue A. Officials say the women were traveling eastbound when, for reasons unknown, the 1999 Lincoln Town Car they were in went out of control, entered a ditch, and struck a concrete culvert in Creek Bank. The impact caused both women to be ejected out the right front door of the car. Neither was wearing a seatbelt. Both women died at the scene. It's not clear what time the crash occurred. The accident does remain under investigation. The Cass County Communications Center in Atlantic says no serious injuries were reported following a rollover accident last night west of Wyota. According to the dispatch reports, the accident happened near 67404 Hamburg Road at around 10:15 p.m. A vehicle collided with a bridge guardrail and overturned. The male driver was not injured. A dog was reportedly traveling with him in the vehicle as well. The accident was investigated by the Iowa State Patrol. Anita Rescue and Wyota first responders were called to the scene. No other details are currently available. Police in Glenwood reported Friday a Pacific Junction man was arrested on Thursday on drug charges. 27-year-old Bradley Ott was taken into custody on charges of possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. Ott was brought to the Mills County Jail and later released on bond. Sheriff's officials in Mills County say a Pacific Junction man is facing a burglary charge. 61-year-old Daniel Lee Wick was arrested on Thursday night on charges of burglary and public intoxication. Wick was being held in the Mills County Jail on $5,300 bond. Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports a Missouri man was arrested on Thursday on drug and other charges following a chase of a stolen SUV, which later crashed and burst into flames. 37-year-old John Christopher Schmidt of St. Joseph, Missouri, was being held in Fremont County Jail on pending charges of conspiracy to manufacture a controlled substance, unauthorized transportation of anhydrous ammonia, theft in the second degree, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of a precursor. Officials say Schmidt was one of the two people who escaped on foot after a 2002 Hyundai Santa Fe was stolen out of northwest Missouri on Thursday morning. It later crashed into a levee just south of 270th Street and 300th Avenue south of Sydney. The SUV burst into flames following the crash and was a total loss. The chase began when Fremont County authorities were notified by the Missouri Highway Patrol that the stolen SUV was headed into the county. Deputies, along with DOT personnel, began a search for the vehicle, which was observed by a female DOT officer on northbound Interstate 29. It left the interstate at exit 20 and proceeded east towards Thurman. From there, the driver of the SUV tried to elude the officer. Several other officers joined in the pursuit, but they lost contact with the vehicle. After it crashed and the occupants escaped, a report was received several hours later that a subject was seen running south on the West Nishnabotna levee. Deputies responded and took Schmidt into custody. The other suspect in the incident remains at large. The unusually warm winter weather has allowed the Army Corps of Engineers to clear out some additional flood storage space in the Missouri River's reservoirs. The Corps said Friday it has about 16.8 million acre-feet of space for flood water in the reservoirs. That's about 500,000 acre-feet more than normal. Jody Farhat, who oversees the six dams along the river, says the Corps was able to release more water than usual from the reservoirs in December and January because of unseasonably warm temperatures. The Corps, in the midst of reevaluating its management plan for the Missouri River after last year's massive flooding along the 2,341-mile-long river, officials are predicting 25.6 million acre-feet of runoff this year. That would be slightly above normal, but well below last year's record, 61.2 million acre-feet of runoff. The Air Force recommends retiring 21 F-16 fighter jets from an Iowa Air National Guard base in Des Moines and cutting the number of refueling tankers at a base in Sioux City. Guard spokesman Colonel Greg Hapgood says Friday that the Air Force has proposed replacing the F-16s with remotely piloted aircraft at the 132nd Fighter Wing in Des Moines. The Air Force would also cut the number of stratotanker aircraft from 9 to 8 at the 185th Refueling Wing in Sioux City. The proposals are part of a plan to trim $8.7 billion from the Air Force budget in fiscal year 2013. Senator Tom Harkin has requested a meeting with the Secretary of the Air Force about the recommendations. The Iowa Democrat says the proposal is not a final decision. And police are still searching for the suspect in an attempted robbery of a University of Iowa student that caused a campus-wide emergency message urging students to watch out. The school on Friday released more information about what happened before the Hawk Alert was issued to students Thursday afternoon, warning a man with a knife could be on the loose. A female student was walking with a friend near the Iowa Memorial Union when a man approached and asked to use her phone before grabbing her with one hand and displaying a pocket knife in the other. The student was able to get away uninjured, and the man fled the area in a vehicle. His vehicle was found downtown, but the suspect was gone. After police couldn't locate him, the alert was then issued. That's a look at the news this morning. Now take a look here at your funeral announcements. Glenn Benfield, age 75 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Memorial services for Glenn Benfield will be held today at 11 a.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Rowan Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Roger L. Rubel, age 72 of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Roger Rubel will be held Saturday at 2 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Hockenberry England Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Jennifer Rule, age 53 of Anita, died Wednesday at her home. Memorial services for Jennifer Rule will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has arrangements. Virginia M. Matteson, age 85 of Harlan, formerly of Audubon, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Nursing Home in Harlan. Celebration of Life Graveside Memorial Services for Virginia Matteson will be held Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Laura Lillian Landis, age 93 of Griswold, died Wednesday at the Griswold Care Center in Griswold. Funeral services for Lillian Landis will be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements this 7 o'clock hour here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.